Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I got to tell you, 4 minutes and 50 seconds ago, my entire studio shook. We have gotten some major thunder booms and big cracks of lightning up here in Hanover County. I'm just telling you, it's pouring right now, pouring buckets. And poor Pixie, my senior executive producer, is cowering under the desk. It's terrible. It's terrible. But I guess it will cool it down just a little bit, and it's going to be gone in a couple of hours. That's what I'm reading anyway. Are you getting hit where you are? I am curious. Do me a favor. Just shoot me a quick text, would you, on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me know where you are, what you're seeing, what you're hearing up here anyway. It's nasty. Gosh, it just is like somebody turned the lights off and branches and leaves and stuff started shaking and quaking and... Well, anyway, is what it is. Weather, right? All right. We now know that Richmond Mayor Danny Avula is very, very concerned with illegal aliens. At the same time, he does not give a crap about the laws. Well, I'm glad he was able to straighten that up. Because a lot of people were questioning, well, you know, Danny Avula, the mayor who can't, what's his name? The mayor. The guy who's not LeVar. Yeah, that guy. Is he okay with having the law enforced? Well, now we know he's not. Now we know that the mayor of Richmond stands completely and totally with criminals. Okay, let me just share what he said. Quote, Richmond is a city that stands for inclusion, compassion, and care for each of our residents. Well, I mean, that sort of warms the cockles of your heart or the cockles of or the heart of your cockles. I don't know, whatever's being warmed up when you hear, oh, isn't that cute? What does that mean, Mr. Mayor? And as mayor, I will do everything within my power to protect and support Richmonders. That means illegal aliens who happen to be in Richmond. Let's be clear on that, Mr. Mayor. At least have the courage of your convictions. Stop wrapping yourself in this, aw, I care for everybody crap, and just be honest. Be honest and say you care more about the illegal aliens who are in Richmond than people who are not illegal aliens. That's what you said. Quote, our local police officers will continue to focus on keeping our neighborhood safe through community policing. Well, that's fine. I have no problem with that. RPD is out there doing the job every single day. They're doing a great job. If you really cared about them, by the way, Mr. Mayor, you might want to pay them more and staff them higher. But, I mean, you're actually working on that, so I'll give you credit for that. And he says, local laws, not on enforcing this federal policy. Mr. Mayor, it's a law. It's a law. Those who have broken into our nation have committed a crime.
Well, Jeff, I heard it's a civil penalty. I heard it's this. I understand. It's a crime.
It is a crime. And President Trump and his team are offering people who are in the nation illegally a way to rectify it. No, not with amnesty. Well, it just may become citizens. No. No. They are saying to them that you can self-deport. We'll give you $1,000 and an airline ticket. You get out of Dodge, and then you get back in line. And you can apply to come here legally the right way, which is fantastic. If, however, you stay here in contravention of the law, and ICE, when they find you, has to deport you, go before an immigration judge who orders you to be reported, and a final order of removal is entered, and they have to deport you, well, then you may never come back to the United States. Do you really want to roll the dice that way? Or would you like to play by the rules? That's it. We are committed, the mayor says, to prioritizing the safety and dignity of all Richmonders as we navigate this moment. What the hell does that mean? He is just so full of crapola and will not tell people honestly what it is that he believes. Just say it, Mr. Mayor. You are concerned more for illegal aliens than people who are in the country legally. But you're not alone. You're not alone. Nicole Jones, who is a member of the Richmond City Council, represents the 9th District. Here's what she wrote. My heart is heavy today. Aw, I am saddened by the reports of an ICE raid. A raid. Anybody want to suggest to the councilwoman that she may either want to purchase a dictionary or check out dictionary.com and run the word raid through that? I'm just trying to help. I'm just spitballing here. Anyway, she says, I am saddened by the reports of an ICE raid that took place in our 9th District. The 9th District is a place of rich and cultural diversity where everyone, regardless of immigration status, deserves to feel safe, living with dignity and without fear. Well, no, Madam Councilwoman, that's not true. If you have broken the law and you are in the country illegally, and yes, that includes the 9th District in the city of Richmond, then you are subject to the law. And the law says you're a criminal. And you have an option now. President Trump has given you this option. DHS has given you this option. You can self-deport and pick up $1,000 on your way out of the country and a free airline ticket. And then you can get in line and make application to return. That's a pretty good deal. Instead of understanding the law or caring about the law, City Councilwoman Nicole Jones, just like Mayor Dr. Danny, says, I care more about illegal aliens than I do anyone else in the community. She goes on to write, I stand with our immigrant neighbors. Well, Madam Council Member, would you care to define immigrant? Same thing. Same thing. Are we talking about people who are legal immigrants or illegal immigrants? There's a world of difference. And if you want to understand the difference, speak to anybody who is actually a legal immigrant, somebody who has gone through the process, followed the rules, played by the book. They will tell you what's involved. And I'm not telling you it's easy. And if we decide legislatively we want to make it a different process, so be it. But you can't just pick and choose which freaking laws you decide to follow. That's not the way this works. Well, I don't like the speed laws. So instead of going 55, I'm going to travel at 84 miles an hour. And when I get pulled over and I'm given a ticket, which, by the way, is a civil infraction, I will say I just have decided I don't want to follow those rules. Nope, I don't like them. And you know what happens? The judge will laugh in my general direction before saying, pay the clerk on the way out. We are actively working to ensure that resources and support are available immediately and ongoing, City Councilwoman Nicole Jones says. Well, tell me this, Madam Council Member. Where are you getting the money for that? Resources, well, that involves some sort of tax expenditure, doesn't it? Because I have a feeling you're not reaching into your pocket to front the costs on this. So are you telling me that City of Richmond tax dollars are being used to somehow, some way protect those who are breaking the law by being in the country illegally? I'd love for you to answer that. And she ends with this. Let's respond with solidarity, showing up for one another with reassurance and care. Well, I care. I want to reassure people that things will be better. But I'm not going to lie to people and say, hey, it's really cool that you're breaking the law. I don't think that's good. Mike Jones, never one to be left out of a political virtue signaling posturing moment, says he will be hosting a, quote, community press conference. Oh, it was I missed it. At 11 a.m. Doggone it. I wish I would have seen this earlier because, well, no, I wouldn't have gone to it, but at least I would have known it was going on. It's craziness. Just craziness.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right. That's all. I just wanted to share that. I will remind you that the James River Air text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. By all means, you can reach out to me on this particular story. I'm hoping you listen to my friend Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard this morning with Rich on Richmond's Morning News. The sheriff did an amazing job, as he always does, explaining the law and how the law is observed and enforced and keeps everybody safe. It's just that straightforward. And I also got to hear Dan explaining due process, which is very important, because people don't understand that. It's weird stuff. While you're paying attention to me, and I don't know how long that's going to last, but while you're paying attention to me, I want to remind you we're in the last couple of days of the Best of Richmond competition, Richmond Times-Dispatch. I need your support. So I am asking you to text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505, okay? So you're going to text to 804-430-5505, and you will text 100. That's the number you enter to vote by text. Again, text 100 to 804-430-5505. We are in the home stretch, so just a couple of days left. I hope that you will go online and vote that way as well. Online, go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. You click on the tab that says entertainment, click on the thing that says best afternoon radio show, and there you have it. It is 360 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 321 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah. We've got Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, joining us at 4:35. Always look forward to chatting with Brian. I am really excited about hearing what he has to say about this this last week. What's happening, especially in the Middle East, with the president of France, the prime minister of the United Kingdom, the prime minister of Canada, now saying, "Hey, we're going to be okay with a quote Palestinian state." Huh. Well, you do have to ask what that really means, and who's involved. And the way that it's being played. How about the New York Times apologizing, sort of, kind of, for what they did in trashing Israel? The photos? Israel is filing a $10 billion lawsuit against the New York Times and individual reporters who put that piece together. That's what came across earlier today. Why? Well, because there's ongoing damage to the state of Israel as a result of what the New York Times did. To this day, it continues. And it will continue because people have, unfortunately, in many cases, such vicious, virulent anti-Semitism that any opportunity to trash the Jewish state is one that they relish. And so Israel has suffered very real damage. I will let you know. Look, I'm, 11 days away, 10 days away from leaving for Israel. And I'll be there for, I'll be there for a while. Got some big meetings lined up. And I'll let you know as much as I can. You know what I mean? Anybody else find it amusing that Mark Warner, the ever constipated Mark Warner, is talking about limiting the use of face masks by law enforcement, but just a couple of years ago, he was firmly convinced you should staple or Velcro 6 surgical masks for your face for an ailment that it didn't actually protect against. I mean, seriously, it's crazy.
Let me see here. Jeff, I'm in Mechanicsville. Believe it or not, no rain, no storm. Okay, well, we got all over here on the western part of the county then. You're welcome to have it. Good afternoon, Jeff, and from RVA. I'm a resident of the 9th District. I feel safer knowing that ICE is present in the 9th District and doing their job, and they are welcome in my neighborhood any time. Good, as they should be. As they should be. Jeff, it's very simple. If there's no recourse for your actions, then why would you do something differently? If your children grab paint and put it all over your kitchen and there's no recourse, no punishment, then the rest of your property is free for the painting. It just should not be so hard to understand, in my opinion. That's Stuart in Chesterfield. Joe out in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, says, Jeff, hot and clear. Thunderstorm coming in here around 5. Mannequin Sabbath checking in. Nope, dark clouds from coming in from the west. Heard some serious thunder. No rain, though. Wow. A lot of other great stuff coming in, and I would love to have you hit me up on the James Rivera text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and at the moment, we've got a little bit of a let up in the rain. The thunder, man, I'm just telling you, it is still booming right here, the greater Ashland area. It's funny to hear Tiny Tim Kaine say, you know, my entire career, I've been in a supervisory role with law enforcement. What a crock of crap that is. Now, I realize that he is a compulsive pathological liar. But God, that one is so easily, demonstrably proven untrue. You could ask the good diminutive senator, Tiny Tim Kaine, exactly when he wore a uniform, when he pushed a patrol car around, what were his powers of arrest, what sort of training did he have? He was in an elected position. He was the mayor, and so technically responsible for appointing the police chief and doing a budget, but he wasn't supervising line officers. That's a bunch of crap. And as governor, again, appointing the superintendent of the state police and putting together a budget, but in no way holding any direct supervisory responsibility over any law enforcement operation. So it's just not true. And I get it. There's a lot of posturing going on right now. And we're hearing it from the mayor. We're hearing from city council. Why? Because the Democrats are so desperate to hold on to every illegal alien because they know they keep losing in the arena of ideas. My friend Brian Maloney is the media equalizer. And he joins us every single solitary Friday Eve. And we talk about this sort of stuff. And he's one of the most talented, smart guys that I've been privileged to know for decades. Brian, thank you for being here, my friend.
Oh, Jeff, it's always a pleasure. Yeah.
Tell me your sense of this. We're watching the Democrats just melt down all over the country. Gavin Newsom is going to redistrict it, so the one Republican left in the entire state is forced to move. It's desperation, is it not?
Well, it is. And, you know, the key to control over the House of Representatives really goes straight through California, believe it or not. And that's what people don't understand. They assume that if it's a blue state, it doesn't matter in terms of control or whatever. But those six House seats in Orange County, which is really one of the last swing districts in the country, really determine the outcome of which party controls the House of Representatives. So that's why California matters, no matter what party that you're in. It's not so cut and dry like people think.
Interesting. So what do we do? I mean, California has a commission for redistricting, and as you know, because you're a native Californian, as I remember, right, or at least West Coast sort of a guy. They've got a political operation for everything. But Newsom, I guess, doing the calculus is, hey, man, we got to increase this because we're losing other places. We're losing population. Is there anything that we who are in Virginia or Massachusetts can do about that?
Well, I think the most important thing for Virginians to do this year is make sure we win the election in November in Virginia, because it sends a national message that off year election. I mean, it's always an earthquake for the rest of the country when, you know, it points the direction where everything else goes. So I think everything begins at home for your listeners.
the governor's race absolutely critical, and everything else, the legislature, everything. So, I mean, when it reverberates across the country, it really does.
It's an interesting situation. Let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney is joining us, the media equalizer. Nobody better, really, than in terms of analysis and insight on this. The Democrats are fighting here in Virginia, Brian, like nobody's business. They have poured tens of millions of dollars from New York and California into Virginia, and Virginia Republicans, as we always do, we kind of look at each other, going, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't understand the paralysis that I see.
Well, yeah, so we are out fundraised in every single election. We do not have the billionaires that they have. Yeah. And, you know, we battle this every time, and yet sometimes we still overcome fundraising disadvantage and the cheating and sometimes still win. So, but I think that the way you overcome all of those is through passion, commitment, and every single listener that you have going out there and volunteering and working on this. That's how you overcome it, with enthusiasm. And I mean, there are excellent candidates running, you know, people you can really get behind. I mean, very likable people are running this year in Virginia. So I think that's what makes this winnable. But it's tough. And as you say, the party just dithers. You know, they never really want to win that much. You know, they don't have their hearts in it, but we as citizens do. So, you know, someday we'll fix our broken two-party system. Someday, I don't know when. But I mean, we have a party that doesn't really like being in the majority. It really doesn't. And yet the other party, the other side, as you say, they're in total disarray. Yeah. So it is a totally broken system at the state and national level. National level in particular, as you know, I was in Washington last week.
Yes.
And I was sitting there in senators' offices, and they couldn't care less about anything. So I don't know what motivates them. Nothing.
All right, now I need you to share with my listeners, because they may not have been over on Facebook Media Equalizer, your page over there, or Red Wave America, but fill everybody in, because you were in D.C. And just for the record, sir, you know, I'm about like 90 miles from D.C. I'm just mentioning that. You know, I didn't get a call, I didn't get a text, nothing, not a lunch invitation. I mean, I'm not upset about it, you understand, but...
I was told you were away on vacation, or I would have invited you. I thought you were out of town.
Oh, actually, you know what? All right, never mind. I dial back all the crappy stuff I just said. I was actually sitting in a classroom all last week. That was my vacation.
Oh no, you would have been. I was just told you were away, which is why I didn't get to give you an update last Thursday. So yeah. So yes. Am I forgiven then?
Absolutely. Listen, I will once again state again, Brian Maloney, you think a far better human
you.
Being. No, he's a far better human being than I am, and I apologize. I hang my head in shame. Tell me about D.C., though. Who were you meeting with, and what were you talking about?
Well, first of all, we're filing suit against New York Attorney General Letitia James for being a thieving, lying, you know what. And it's high time somebody played offense with her once and for all, because she is the nastiest of the nasty, and is, you know, ordinarily is on the offense herself, attacking anyone with differing views by indicting them, filing lawsuits, whatever, throwing them behind bars. And that has to stop. And it's incredible that so few have been willing to do anything to try to stop her. Now, the second issue is trying to free Tina Peters in Colorado, who has just been railroaded right into prison and did nothing wrong. And that's going to be a long-term, ongoing effort. If people aren't familiar with the case, I think they ought to look into it more. Or maybe, well, I understand you're going to have Marley Hornick on next week to talk about it more. Actually,
right.
I believe that she's going to be on Tuesday at 5:30 is what we have her booked for. So, so your listeners are going to be hearing about this a lot more on Tuesday at 5:30. But we're undertaking some really big stuff, and it's incredible how few people are willing to stick their neck out and fight any of these battles. So that's what we're doing. And then after the press conference, we were meeting with senators in their offices, and it's just honestly, Jeff, as you know, because you've been there yourself, it's a weird world, weird little place.
It is. It is. Did they? Well, I mean, I don't want to do much of them, but what was it? Republicans who didn't care, Democrats who didn't care, or was it just the general sense from the senators?
When you talk to Republican senators and you say, look, you know, cheating is preventing a lot of your colleagues from being elected or reelected or whatever, and we have proof of it and we can show exactly where it's happening. Some of them care and some of them don't. I think a lot of them like being in the minority and don't really like being in the majority, because when you're in the minority, it's very little work. All right. You really have to do is block things, right? Yeah. But when you're in the majority, you have to write legislation. You have to take a proactive, you know, it's 10 times more work, if not 100. Yeah. So I think a lot of them are just very, very complacent in their positions. I guess they care about reelection, but not a whole lot else. They just don't. They don't care. But you know, I don't know if it's much different with the Democrats either. I think they're all kind of alike. I think that they like the lightest workload they can have, which is kind of in human nature.
Yep.
And they need the fundraising dollars coming in from donors and lobbyists or whatever, wherever the money's coming from. And beyond that, there's not a lot of motivation to really fight for anything, change anything. And, you know, that's why the town is broken. It's just permanently, I think the American people will have to rise up on their own and change the system. It will never happen there, ever.
Wow. Wow. It's just fascinating. Hey, Brian, how do people follow what you're doing?
Yeah, so that is facebook.com/mediaequalizer, one word, Media Equalizer, or Red Wave America.
All right, well, I want to continue sending people over there. We might be closer to helping with that other thing. I know you want us on the video portion of that. I think we're making progress on that. I mean, I know it's baby steps.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, yeah, that would be so exciting.
It would be exciting. Don't get excited yet. I mean, I'm just telling you.
Well, and do the listeners know what we're talking about?
Shh, no, not yet.
Oh, is it a secret?
Well, not anymore. But no. I mean, we're trying to, you know, get some more videos.
We're trying to run the video feed of your show through those pages.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so people can watch you there, no matter where they are in the country. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Baby, I'm telling you.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Brian, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. Look forward to chatting with you real soon.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thank you. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. Now that I am reminded to talk about all this video stuff, are you following us on Instagram? This is part of the process, kids. You got to follow, I'm sorry, News Radio WRVA on Instagram. You know what I wrote out here? I'm just going to be honest. I wrote out Instagram WRVA, which doesn't do anything. No. On Instagram, you will follow at News Radio WRVA. Okay, at News Radio WRVA. And the more people that are over there, the better service, the better quality, the better quantity of our visual presentations will be occurring. Okay, so this is on you. I've done all I can do. On Instagram, please, please, please follow at News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 52, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah, it is. It absolutely is Friday Eve. I'm happy. No, I am. Look, I mean, the weather is what the weather is, but we got all sorts of great stuff that you and I are dealing with today, going through today. Rob Chadwick is going to be along at 4:35. Rob joins us every other Friday Eve. He is the former head of the FBI's tactical training program, and he is also the head of training now for Delta Defense and the United States Concealed Carry Association. Well, he's written a book. I have an advanced copy. I am so, man, am I thrilled by it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful book that you ought to get. And I don't know if it's available for sale yet, because this, like I said, it's an advanced copy. So when Rob is here at 4:35, we'll get the details on that. And I'm hoping it'll be up and available for you soon. If not, I'll try and convince him that it needs to be quickly. The foreword to his book, Bill Barr, former U.S. Attorney General. That's pretty impressive. And Jamal Thomas, dear friend of mine. Jamal's going to be with us at 5:35. Jamal is part of Team Cats for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We are trying to raise $100,000 for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We're not doing it alone. There are four all-star teams, and Jamal is on my team. Why? Because Jamal's great, and Jamal's a friend, and he's doing great work. Well, he's got a big fundraiser he's put together to help out the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, and Jamal will be with us at 5:35. I'm looking forward to catching up with him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This weekend, there's a lot of stuff going on. Laura Sylvester, Pie Safe Baking Company. She once again this week will be out offering all of her wares, but the Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies, the Julia Katz strawberry shortcake, and the pumpkin cake, pumpkin bread. Donations from the sale of each of those will go to Team Katz, the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Wendy Yeoman and John Yeoman over at Jake's Place continue to donate $2 to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia for every Jeff Katz sandwich sold. And Saturday, I am hoping you will join me. I'm going to be over at in Mechanicsville at Ace Hardware, Route 360 and Lee Davis. My friend Paul Diana is a former law enforcement officer, both corrections and police department. great guy, but he owns and operates a food truck now. What is it called? PRD Concessions. And he goes out and he does these great food truck things, and he's like an award winner. He has $20 lobster rolls, which you can't find anywhere. So Saturday from 10:30 in the morning until 7 o'clock at night, he's given 50% of those proceeds to help out our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honors Program. We have a lot of people that kick in gifts, which I appreciate, but most of the stuff, as you know, I pay for out of my pocket. So Paul said, let me do a little something to help out. So Saturday, I will be over there myself pouring lemonade from 11 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. But you'll have the chance to go over to get any of his stuff. Again, the Ace Hardware in Mechanicsville, right there, Route 360. And Lee Davis from, call it 11 in the morning, right up until 7 o'clock at night. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.